Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among those hit by budget cuts are families of children with Down syndrome, autism, and other conditions. The Senate budget proposes cutting $32 million in funding for programs for developmentally disabled kids who live at home and not in residential care. Among other things, the state money has provided personal care assistance, it's paid for summer camp, and for special diets. So, it's not surprising some parents are now worried how the loss of those programs and services could affect their children. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Susan Parcialli lives in Linfield. Her 5-year-old daughter, Jenna, has autism. The Parciallis get family support through the North Shore ARC, an organization that helps people with developmental disabilities. The North Shore ARC organizes a family picnic every year, and it's also where Susan finds her support group.
We really rely on each other, and we get together and at these meetings, and we give information to the new families that have children that were just diagnosed. You know, what's going to happen to them next year if they can't provide the meetings anymore?
The ARC says its autism support centers may not be cut, but another program the Parciallis use is being eliminated. They send Jenna swimming and to the gym once a week.
They provide a swim and gym program, which is fantastic. Half hour of gym and an hour of swimming, and it's all special needs children. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. She loves it. She loves it, and that might not be around next year. It's very, very scary.
Gym and swim is free through a community services program. The kids get matched up with a Tufts University undergraduate student one-on-one at Tufts campus in Medford. Tracy Ingersoll is the program's director.
It's a really nice break for the parents, and then it's also a really nice change for recreation for the kids. And obviously, who doesn't like swimming in the middle of winter?
There's also a snowflake dance during the holidays. Ingersoll says all these programs are due to be cut as of July 1st.
They took kids off the books completely.
Ingersoll says the cuts mean she'll go from helping 400 people with disabilities to helping 25. Under the proposed Senate budget released yesterday, 10,000 families would lose personal care assistance to give them a break from taking care of their children, after-school programs, and specialized medical equipment. The House has proposed to restore those programs. Meanwhile, in the last 3 weeks, the state has sent letters to thousands of families telling them that they'll be losing their support. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.